Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, beautiful people from all over the world. Welcome. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, Here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I, you ask? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention the exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about. Let's go. Now, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, beautiful people, today's bite of delicious wisdom in form of mental jewel is about healing and healing through forgiveness. Today's episode title for episode 37 on MJ's Midday Mindful Motivational Mantras is forgiving yourself. We're going to talk about healing through forgiveness and forgiving ourselves. We're going to start off with a quote from Mila Brown. The quote says, in order to heal, we must first forgive. Sometimes the person we must forgive is ourselves. My brother from another mother, Walter Preston, says that most people have a challenging time forgiving others when they are truly offended, but eventually find it within themselves to forgive the person without holding a grudge. However, most people find it incredibly difficult to forgive themselves. Let's think about that. Most people find it extremely trying, challenging, and difficult to forgive themselves. Maybe they had a tumultuous relationship in the past where they felt they didn't give their 100% best of their efforts and energy, or maybe they flat out treated the person shitty and that burden them and hang on their conscience, especially after they went through some trials and tribulations of their own and dated some other people and found out that the grass was definitely greener on the side that they were already on. Or maybe even it's just something like a little gripe that they had. Maybe they beat a kid up when they were younger unjustly. They took his lunch money or they shoved him because they were having a bad day with their parents at home, and it just resonated in their spirit for so long and they just couldn't get over how terrible they were once they grew up. But today, beautiful people, I'm here to tell you, and I got a question before I tell you this wonderful thing. I got a question for you. What's the difference between forgiving ourselves and forgiving others? Can true healing occur if we are incapable of forgiving? Can true healing occur if we're capable or incapable of forgiving? Now, beautiful people, I want to ask you another question, a question that I just asked you, which is, what's the difference between forgiving ourselves and forgiving others? If you really think about it, man, we should easily, just as easy, be able to forgive ourselves as we are able to forgive others. Marion Williamson, a famous person, which this quote directly comes from, says, we do not heal the past by dwelling there. We heal the past by living fully in the present. Are you living fully in the present today, beautiful people? Forgiveness allows us to release ourselves from the chains of the pain of our past, which we have allowed ourselves to be bound by as a result of past traumas we have experienced. Forgiveness minimizes, if not dissolves, the emotional baggage we carry around, which impacts us in various ways. There is healing in the power of forgiveness, beautiful people. Please forgive yourself today. Besides a sense of relief, that huge emotional weight which has been lifted off your shoulders and your back and all of you and your mind, you will also experience greater inner peace and a renewed sense of joy. Forgiveness is no longer an option, but a necessity for healing, Carolyn Miss says. As an advocate of self-love, because you must first learn to truly love yourself before you can effectively and efficiently love someone else, I strongly encourage you not to further delay the process of forgiving yourself for past wrongs and transgressions. I would like you to look yourself in the mirror, tell yourself, I love you, I forgive you, I'm a better person today as a result of what I went through, and I no longer hold on to mishaps of the past that no longer serve me. This is your host with the most, that power boost of a jolt after your breakfast toast, and I wish you love, peace, and abundance, happiness, blessing, and all great things. Have a great day.